service, 81.
Lemons on the Tesis. Tesis is going on Lishnekame. Lishnekame holds in the ratio you name on the Migu to say everything. And in the Sefer, Ksav Yovim Yoitzim Imokim Macher. So if you say Anusi Machmas Nefoshes Yinemon, if you say Anusi Machmas Momen, you're not Nemon. Why? So in the Reisha you have a Migu, and the Sefer you don't have a Migu. But if you say Anusi Machmas Momen, so you may see Machmas Miroshos, so you can't be Choyzer Umagi. If you say Anusi Machmas Nefoshos, you're Nemon because a person could be Choyzer Umagi B'Shtar. This is the source of the Shema Yisrael Lefit Lishnekam and the Rama Bar Chomer. Frek Teisis Akashe. Machmas Nefoshes Arei Eilu Nehemoni. Vim Toimar Vechi Omru Ktanim Oyinu Oy Anusi Machmas Momen Lehemne Bemigu De Amri Anusi Moinu Machmas Nefoshes De Hobereishe De Ike Migu Nehemonim Lehemar Anusi Moinu Machmas Momen. What is Teisis Akashe? Frek Teisis Akashe. Why in the Sefer when they say Anusi Machmas Momen, other Ktanim, other Psuleidus, they not believe in Bemigu, that they could have said Anusi Machmas Nefoshes, and Lefil Nishne Basre, they believe to say Anusi Machmas Nefoshes. So now that they say Anusi Machmas Momen, or Ktanim Oyinu, believe them with Bemigu. And Tesis answers two Terutzim. One Teretz Tesis answers, Yishleimar, the Oynes Machmas Nefoshes lo Yishchiach. It's a Shvach Migu. Oynes Machmas Nefoshes lo Yishchiach. I mean, it's not a Migu that he could have said, Anusi Machmas Nefoshes. A person doesn't want to say such a Zach. It's a Shvach Migu. Ve'oid, the B'shtei Eidim lo Yamrin en Migu kede Perishis. Two Terutzim. It's a Shvach Migu. Ve'oid, B'shtei Eidim lo Yamrin en Migu. And Rabbi Seinu Achroinim, they shtelu a kasha with a Teretz. It's not go a shver zach. Zamer will come up with episode with a klorkeit. Rabbi Masada the Dvor. Rabbi Seinu the Maam Shif, the Misyankev, the Nesivas. They ask a shver a kasha. Tesis came to the Sefer and shtel the kasha. What is the kasha that he shtel? Why in the Sefer? Why in the Sefer? They're not nemo to say machmas momen. Believe them b'migu. They could have said anusi machmas nefoshes. Lishnebas lishnekame holds that in the sefer you could be chayzer umagid and say anusi machmas nefoshes. So now that they say anusi machmas momen, believe them with a migu. This is two terutzim. A shvach migu. Yor elei ma anusi machmas nefoshes. It's lo yishchiach. People wanted to kill you. It's lo yistaba. You know me with 280. You don't say migu for the reasons that we explain. Frank the Maram Shif and the Bisyankev. Fashtenishkin pshat. Tesis before, and Dibur HaMaschil Ein Emonim, also on the Sefer of the Mishnah, Tesis asked the Kasha. In the Sefer, they have a Migu of Perua. Not a Migu. That Kasha was for everyone, even Lefilish the Basra. Not Migu that he could have said Machmas Nefoshes. This is Taka only Lefilish the Kame. Tesis asked the better Kasha. They have a better migu. They could have said parua. B'meile, believe them. B'anusi machmas momen, machmas nefoshes. Believe them in everything what they're saying in the sefer of the Mishnah. Migu that they could have said parua. So now that they're saying anusi moinu, believe them a migu. Tesis said three terutzim. One terutz that's migu neged eidim. But the shtar says that they're not anusim. Second terutz, choyzer umagid. Migu doesn't help against choyzer umagid. Kvegel pshat. Ina mi migu betu eidim lo yamrinen. So Taisa asked the kasha, they have a migu, and Taisa shtelled right away three terutzim. Migu neged eidim. Second teretz, migu betrei lo yamrinen. And and the two times speak of Betrayal and Amrinan, and the Teretz of Chayzer and Magid. Three Terutzim. After two Diburah Maschilim, Taisus starts in the beginning, Kilo he never asked this Kasha. Taisus starts again, Kilo the Kasha was never asked. Frank Taisus HaKasha believed in the Migud that they could have said, Anusim Achmas Nefoshes, the Lishnekame, so believed them when they say Ktanim Ve Anusim, you said three Terutzim. Take the first Teretz. Migu Negin Eidim, Lo Yamrina. Take the second Teretz. Chayzer Umagid, Lo Yamrina. The two Teretz looks the same. Also, Shtikel Madne. Shigzak the Teretz. So, what is this Kveilus? What is this Kveilus? Some of the Kveilus. Some of the Kveilus. The same Kasha from before. Taste before three Tirutzim and the Kasha. We lost two of the Tirutzim. And the God says, we say over the same Teretz. She can frag the Kasha. She can zok the Teretz. What does the Masu Matin? What's it the Pshato? So the Maram Shif and the Bisyankiv, they start to say the same Teretz. First I'll say what they say, and then we'll see what Midaf Moisiv say. So the Mesiyankiv say like this. And the second Teretz of Taisus before, that Migu doesn't help because it's Chayzer Umagid, it doesn't apply now, because now we're going to feel Lishnekame. Lishnekame holds that there's no Chisoron of Chayzer Umagid. So you can't say that there's a problem to be Chayzer Umagid. Migu doesn't help against a Chayzer Umagid. Lishne Basra holds that there's no chisoron of Chayzer Umagid. So while he could be Chayzer Umagid, Avad and Migu helps, there's no chisoron of Migu against Chayzer Umagid. And if you have Kibbeger also, you can't say that while there's no Chayzer Umagid, there's no Eidim to Messiah to the Migu, Avad and here Lekula Alma is Chayzer Umagid. So the second Teretz, Zog Demar, Amshif and Abis Yankev, doesn't apply. The man of Taisa have to ask the Kasha again. That Teretz of Chayzer Umagid only worked Lefi, the man of Oma, that is a chisoron of Shtar of Chayzer Umagid. But if you demand the Amad, there is no chisoron of Shtar of Chayzer Umagid, we made a taste to ask the Kasha now again. Say that. But what's with the first Teretz? It's not Migu Neged Eidim. Zog the Ma'am Shif, Hosh the Teretz. Now we're going to Lemanda Omar that you could be Chayzer Umagid. If you could be Chayzer Umagid, the Maram Shif learns, you raised the first Eidus. If you raised the first Eidus, it's not a Migu Neged Eidim. There's no more Eidim. The Misyankiv learns, the Maram Shif learns, that Chayzer Umagid Bishtar, I could be Chayzer from the first Eidus, is a Chazorah on the first Eidus. The first Eidus doesn't exist anymore. While the first Eidus doesn't exist anymore, Memele, is no Migu Neged Eidim. The Bisyankev says similar. Same idea, just similar. Zog the Bisyankev, I learned that it's not racing the first Eidus, but it's another Eidus. So now the Mandama that you could be Chayzer Umagid is one Eidus before, and it's one Eidus now. So Eidach and Ami, it's a Migu Neged Eidim, but we saw already from Rabbi Kiva Eger that if you have Eidim to Messiah to the Migu Neged Eidim, so when Eidim and Eidim in the second cast has Migu, the second cast could win the first cast. So now we go to Madama Chayzer Umagid. So the second cast has Eidus. So now the second cast has now another kind of Eidus. Before we go to Madama Eidach Chayzer Umagid. So it's only a Migu Neged Eidim. Mashenke, now we're going to Mandomar, that is Chayzer Umagid, so we have now another Kaas, so now we have now another Kaas, so we have Eidus. So now we have Eidus. So the Eidus now is Messiah to the Migu against the Eidim. Men is no Chisoron of Migu Neged Eidim. These are the Terutzim, Saif the Maram Shif, Saif the Bisyankev, if you see inside, Aglata Teretz, Al Ponov Aglata Teretz. So again, Taisus in the Mishnah asked the Kasha, you have a Migu of a Porua. And Taisus answered three Terutzim. Migu Neged Eidim, Chayzer Umagid, and Betray Eidim Lo Yamrinan Migu. Now Taisus repeats that Kasha again. Leman da Omar, Lishne Kame, that in Shtar Ischa is a Ramagid, and in the Sefer, even in Xavyolim Yitzim HaKumacher, you believe to say, Anusi Machmas Nefoshes, so believe even Machmas Momen, or Ktanim, the Migu that I could have said Nefoshes, the Kasha is again Migu Negedim, Migu Chayzer Ramagid, why Tesis had to say a different Teretz? The Teretz is, Vail, I could be Chayzer Ramagid, Vail, I could be Chayzer Ramagid, so Bemele, Vail, I could be Chayzer Ramagid, Bemele is no against Eidus, is no Chayzer Ramagid, Bemele the Migu helps. And the Mamshif of his Nusach Kipshutoi, I Mamish could raise the Friedrich Eidim, so it's Mamish not a Migu Neged Eidim, and the Philippus Yankev, but I have another Kas Eidim now, so the Eidim now against the Eidim yesterday with a Migu now, but maybe I would win the Friedrich Migu. This is what Rabbi Seinu written down. And Haroye Ishtayman doesn't make sense. Mamish Apele Atzumo, Apele Atzumo. What is the case now? We'll read the Lashon HaTesvos. What is Eidim saying? Anusi machmas momen. Frek Tesvos, believe them, b'migu that he could have said Anusi machmas nefoshes. So now that they're saying Anusi machmas momen, believe them. Or if now they're saying Ktani ma'inu, believe them. Aye, but it's a migu neged Eidim. We'll take the Maram Shif. No, I'm racing the yesterday's Eidus. I'm Chayzer u'magid now. I want to ask you a shayla. Lishne Kame holds a person could be Chayzer u'magid. So Zok Lishne Kame. So in the Sefer, if you say Anusi Machmas Nefoshes, you believed. Why you believed? Because you Chayzer u'magid. So why you can't say Anusi Machmas Momen? The Lishne Kame the Rome Bar Chome. Why you can't say Anusi Machmas Momen? I want to be Chayzer u'magid from the ages of yesterday. Why I can't say Anusi Machmas Momen? Why I can't say Anusi Machmas Momen? Lishne Kame holds a person could be Chayzer u'magid. If Lishne Kame holds that a person could be Chayzer u'magid, so why I can't say Anusi Machmas Momen? What is the Teretz? Ain't not in Meisim Asim Rosh. So what? But I want to be Chayzer u'magid. The Teretz is, if you Meisim Asim Rosh, you can't be Chayzer u'magid. Right? This is the Aleph Beis of the Sugya. That if you may see Matzmi Rosho, you can't be Chayzer u'magid. No? If you may see Matzmi Rosho, Lishne Kame. If you say Anusi Machmas Nefoshes, you believed. Why if you say Anusi Machmas Momen, you're not believed? Because may see Matzmi Rosho. So what? But I'm a Chayzer u'magid. The Teretz is, I can't be Chayzer u'magid if I'm may see Matzmi Rosho. Because I can't be believed. No, so now we go back to Teisus Kasha. Frek Teisus Kasha, when I say Anusi Machmas Momen, believe me, b'migu that I could have said Anusi Machmas Nefoshes, because migu helps. It's a migu neged Eidim. Teisus with the answer to migu neged Eidim. Zog the Maram Shif and the Bisyangev. No, but here I'm Chayzer u'magid from the first Eidus. How I could be Chayzer u'magid? I'm Meisim Atzmi Rosho. What they meant to answer? It's a Medrash Pliya. Okay, the kasha was the first thesis as the kasha. Every sefer in the Mishnah of Yodam Yoytzim Mokimacher believed in b'migu. Believed in b'migu. What is the migu? Could have said porua. Zok thesis a shvach migu. Why is a shvach migu? Because it's against Eidim. The shtar zok nishtase. The shtar says that they're not ktanim, that they're not anusim, that they're not psulim. Frank Tesis now again. Believe them in Migu that Anusi Machmas Nefoshes. The Kasha was Tesis when he asked that Kasha. Tesis when he asked that Kasha. Why Tesis asked the Kasha again? Zog the Maram Shifa the Bisyankim. You know why this Kasha is again? Because now you're going to Mando Omar Chayzer u'magid. So it's not against Eidim. Because he could raise the Eidus of yesterday. Oh, but we said even the Mando Omar that you could be Chayzer u'magid. It's only by Anusi Machmas Nefoshes. By Anusi Machmas Momen. You can't be Chayzer u'magid. Why you can't be Chayzer u'magid? Because you may see Matzmi Rosho. What Lishne Kame holds? In the Seifa, Ksav Yodam Yoytzim Mokimacha, if you say Ksav Yodayim Aval Anusim, you believe. Why Chayzer u'magid? Over only on the Foshes. And Momenes, you can't, Rashi explains, because you can't be Chayzer u'magid to may see Matzmi Rosho. So when a person is Chayzer u'magid and he makes himself a Rosho, he's not believed to be Chayzer u'magid. So if a person is not believed to be Chayzer u'magid, may see Matzmi Rosho. So what is the answer? They said a half a teretz. It's not a Medrash Pliya. mamish a medrash priya. Again, the kasha was Tesis already asked the kasha in the sefer. Because the yodim beitzer makom acher, they have a zaitik and migu, migu de perua. They name it. So Tesis, it's against the edim. Migu doesn't have the shtar zok nishtazay. The shtar says not like them. Say now Tesis asked the kasha again. Lishna kame alusim machmas momen. Believe them, and migu the alusim machmas nefoshes. For the mamish, even the bishyan gave you answered. So migu neged edim. So yeah, but now I could be chayzer umagid. You could be chayzer umagid, but we saw even in Lishne Kame, you only could be chayzer umagid when you say Anusim Achmas Nefoshes. When you say Anusim Achmas Momen, you're not believed to be chayzer umagid. B'migu, you believe stamp when you're not chayzer umagid in the Reisha. But if you want to be chayzer umagid, you're not believed to be chayzer umagid. Why are you not believed to be chayzer umagid? If Meisim asks me Rosh, he can't be chayzer umagid. What? It's mamish apele. So if you say that lav is a mistake here, a mistake, a lav davka in brackets, teis beikim means to ask, why when they say k'tani moyinu, teis ask two kashas. Chiyomu k'tani moyinu, so k'tani they have a migu, k'tani they're not meisim atzmei rosho, which is the, it's ready, k'sav yodem yoytzim okimachar, they don't have a migu. So in the sefer, lelishne bas, lelishne kam, when they say k'tani moyinu, so stand, they can't be chayzer umagin, because it's against the chazoke. Like Tesis said before. Frek Tesis, so when they say Ktanim Ayinu, believed in Bevigu that they're Ktanim, they could have said Anusim Achmas Nefoshes, even though there's a Chazoka that they're not Ktanim, but they have a Migu, and it's not against Einim, because the Chayzer Umagit. So if Tesis would ask the Kashi from Ktanim, the Achroinim Mahalach would be very Gishmak. Seif and Shtey, they're not Ne'emonim. Why they're not Ne'emonim? Because Ksav Yodam Yoitzim Imokim Achar, they're not believed. They're not believe. Aber, they could be chayzer umagid. Why in the ketanim they can't be chayzer umagid? We saw Tesis yesterday because they have a chazoker. For Tesis don't believe them, they have a migu. And while they have a migu, man, they could be chayzer umagid and they'll be believed. Echel. Aber lechur, Tesis asked the kasha, saifim ketanim and saifim machmas mamer. The lashon of Tesis, Tesis is stalling the kasha, even a nusi machmas mamer. Even a nusi machmas mamen. That's a pellet. The achronim ask the kasha, they say a teretz, that here is chayzer umagid, if you learn the sugya good, state klor in the sugya, then you can't be chayzer umagid. I'm going to go to Maram Shif even. I can't be chayzer umagid. Why? I can't be chayzer umagid because meisim atzmei rosho, you can't be chayzer umagid. But when the poshut, you could be chayzer umagid. For Tesis will believe in b'migu that he could have said the poshut that he could say moment. I took migu neged eidi. Tesis will answer that migu against the shtar doesn't help. Zog to Maram Shif, but we're going out of the side that you could be chayzer umagid. Oh, but machmas moment, you can't be chayzer umagid because ain't other meisim atzmei rosho. The kash is so stark because even if we'll say a teretz, I want to have a mahalach. But the Bisyan give the Maram Shif. It's like, it's Ke'ilu, they forgot that Tesis asked on Machmas Momen. They Ke'ilu shtel that Tesis asked on Machmas Ktani. And Ktani, it's a good kasha. You ask the kasha, what is the kasha? How they could have a migu, it's like against the shtar. How they could have a migu, it's against the shtar. And the answer is, no, now you hold Chayzer Umagid, there's no shtar. But on Machmas Momen, it's ain't other Mesim Asmi Rosho, they can be Chayzer Umagid. They can't be chayzer umagid. It's a pele gadol moed. It's a pele gadol moed. I don't know teretz. I want to say efshar mahalach. I want to go back to etzem advori. We know that Lishne Kame holds that b'shtar a person could be chayzer umagid. The Maram Shif learns pshat, chayzer means I'm chayzer from the edush of b'shtar, and you tear the shtar. But only machmas nefoshes I'm believed. Machmas momen I'm not believed, because ein odo meisim atzmei rosho. So we mentioned from the Divrei Cheskel, the Divrei Cheskel asked the kasha, if the chazorah is that I'm mamish taking back my yesterday's edus, so what if ein odo meisim atzmei rosho? I don't need to be believed now when I'm chayzer. I'm just taking away the edus of yesterday. I don't need to have a ne'emonis. A person comes to base and says, I said the edus. Talking to the dvorim, he says, no, I'm sorry, it was a mistake. So you could be chayzer, yeah? doesn't have to be a kosher A to be chayzer. So here, when a person signs on a shtar, the lishne kama that a person could be chayzer umagid, so it has a koyach to make a chazore. So machmas nefosh is good. Machmas momen, zog the gemara, he can't make a chazore. Why? Ain other meisim atzmei rosho. And the kasha is beseder, ain other meisim atzmei rosho. Ain lechanami, ain other meisim atzmei rosho. But he's good. Zog the cheskel, if you have to come like a new edus, like the besyankev, echad. You have to have an edus now against the edus yesterday. Ain other meisim atzmei rosho, he doesn't have an edus now. But if it's not an Eidus now, he just takes back the words from yesterday. Why it has to be a kosher Eid? Why it has to be a kosher Eid? Starke Ohr. Starke Ohr. So, Zog the Divya Cheskel. Muzayn, that even if I'm taking back my words of yesterday, but I have to have Epesa Koyach, that they will start to listen to me. I have to have epis koyach. If I don't have epis koyach, ain't on amazing atzmi rosho. We don't listen to you. So if you come with a koyach, then you can take back the yesterday. That ain't amazing atzmi rosho. We don't listen. When you start to be chayza, we just don't listen. So now we just don't listen. The mele, you can't be chayza umagid. As I saw it, that even the chnami that chayza umagid is, I'm taking back the yesterday. This is my koyach that I'm taking back the yesterday. But even if this is my koyach that I'm taking back the yesterday. Aber I have to have a koyach of ages to take back. Epis a koyach. If it ain't on the mesim atzmei rosho, I don't have a koyach. This is the biur divrei ha-gemore, how we shtol the gemore. Aber hazei, maybe we could go one trop weiter. Shmamesh, one trop weiter. Here, ain't a chanami. So we're going to the sefer. A person says, anusim machmas nefoshes, we believe him. Why? He's chayzer umagid. He says, "Anusim achmas moment." We say, "No, no, we can't start to listen to you." He says, "No, but I want to take away my words from yesterday." We say, "No, we can't listen to you." But let me just take away my words. No, we can't listen to you. We can't start to listen to you. He says, "Rabbi Yisai, but I have a migu. I could have sent machmas nefoshes. So listen to me." They tell him, "No, but you can't have a migu. It's against the edim shebishtar." He says, "No, no. If you will listen to me, I'll be chayzer from the edim shebishtar. So the migu will not be against the shtar." So b'melech, the migu helps that he could be chayzer umagid even that he's meisim atzmei rosho. When he doesn't have a migu, he wants to be chayzer umagid. It's time to come, to start to pull away the words of yesterday. If he doesn't have no koyach of ne'emones, he doesn't have a koyach how to start to pull away the words of yesterday. How you pull away the words of yesterday? We don't listen to him. The Rebbe Yecheskel Taker wanted to believe him. He said, why not? He's only pulling away his chayzer from the agoda of yesterday. No, we can't take away the words of yesterday. You have to have epis and ne'emonis. Believe me, I have a migu. Lishne kame holds, if you have a migu in the reisha, you could be believed. That's what Taisus proved. I have a migu. I'm ne'emonis. You tell him, helsa chayim. What do you want? We'll believe you? Are we against Eidus? So no, if you believe me, I will not be against Eidus. Because if you believe me, so I have a craft to take away my words. But maybe I'm not a chayzer umagid. That's the plan of the Gemara. That was Lamita Shel Torah. Again, it's only going with the Maram Shif. If Lefita Bisyanki that I can't take away the words of yesterday, and it's an Eidus of now against the Eidus of yesterday, that doesn't stim tak. It doesn't stim tak. But Lefita Maram Shif, that's a Chadvorim Kroivim Le'emes. Again, because the Divrei Yecheskel said, "Be'etzem, even when I'm meisim atzmei rosho, if I'm taking away the yesterday, what is the chisoron?" Well, the Torah says we have to have epis and ne'emonis to do it. Echad the migu. This is Taisus Kasha. So fakert. Lefi them, sazeh gishmak. It's not stam. Taisus asked again a kasha. He already asked it before. No, you know he's asking it now because now it's leman de omah chayzer umagid. He's pointing it now. Lishne Bas Kame said, Eina Chanami. The Mishne Migu doesn't help. Lishne Kame comes and says, but you could be Chayzer Umagid. But Machmas Momen, you're not Meisim Atzmei Rosho. This is the Dibur HaMasril. Mach Nefosh Yisraelu Ne'emonim. Machmas Momen not. Frank Tesis, yeah, but Migu he has. And if Migu he has, but mainly he's Chayzer Umagid. It's not that I'm repeating again the Kashe, because we don't have the Terutzim of yesterday. This is the whole Mahalach. Lishne Basra holds, you could be Chayzer Umagid. Lishnekame holds him saying you can be chayzer umagid. Over only new bachs nefoshes. Machmas moment you can be chayzer umagid. Why am I seeing atzmei rosho? So this, but I have a migu. But I have a migu. also the Tzuras HaDvorim. Now the Misyankev, the Maram Shif, they ask another Kasha. So we have a Teretz. That the Fila Teisus now, the Tirutzim from Teisus before doesn't apply, because now it's no more against Edim, it's not Chayzer Umagid. Only the last Teretz of Teisus before could apply here also. But Teisus here decided to give us another Teretz. Because before, not everyone held it from the last Teretz. So Teisus here wanted to be braked. So he added another Teretz. What is the first Teretz? Migu namach was nefashas, it's a shvach migu. The oil, if you did it, before it was a kasha, it was three terutzim. The first two fell here. So Teisus, okay, so I have a new Teretz for the kasha here. That why now, because it's an Eidus, so you can't say it's against Eidus, you can't say it's Chayzer Umagid. So the last Teretz before applies here also. Say that. But I need another Teretz. Well, I want to say another Teretz. So Teisus, I have another Teretz. That it's a shvach migu. Why it's a shvach migu? Because Machmas Nefosh is Leishchiach. Someone chapped you with a gun. It's Leishchiach. It's a prison. I have a migu. You could have said it. You understand? No one believed that he had him. Even Rashi was medayek. Machmas Nefosh is when Rashi explains that they have him. So Rashi, the ish chozak. It's a mahalach, yeah? Someone owes you money. He had him. A friend of you gives you a star. Yeah, he wanted to kill me. He wanted to kill me. When you could kill him. So Rashi says, the ish chozak. It has to look at Yenem has a chetimtza to do it to you. So this is loy shchiach, it's a shvach amigu. So why it's a shvach amigu? The mele b'chai gavne. Frek the ma'am, b'siyan give the ma'am shif. So I will ask you a zakash and you'll not have what to answer. Anusi machmas momen. Believe them. B'migu that he could have said poruah. Ask now again the kasha what you asked in the Mishnah. Anusi machmas momen, believe them, the migu that he could have said perua. Evi anusi machmas momen, lishne bas, lishne kame. Evi anusi machmas momen, believe them, the migu that he could have said perua. What would be the teretz? What? No. They're saying the no, it's not shnocha biyari. Edim say Perua, they believe. Like Taisa said before that they have a Migu of Perua, yes. Taisa before had two Terutzim. Against Edim, the Migu doesn't help, and Chayzer Umagin. We said it now, Taisa's Lishne Kame doesn't hold from these Terutzim. So Taisa will ask the same Kasha, instead of asking, believe them, Ba'anusi Machmas Momen, the Migu that they could have said Machmas Nefoshes, Taisa could have asked, believe Anusi Machmas Momen, the Migu that they could have said Perua. What again, if you will answer that, the first Teretz of Teisus will fall off. Migu de l'shchiach. Poru l'shchiach. So you last, the first Teretz. So what is the whole game? We said, why Teisus repeat his kasha? He knows what he said before. But here the Terutzim from before fell, so he had to come to new Terutzim. He had to come to new Terutzim. What is the new Terutzim? L'shchiach. It's a shvach migu. But on Poru, that's not an answer. Poru is a good migu. If Perua is a good migu, so b'meile, you can ask, you have the second Teretz of Teisus. So what is the Revach Bichlal to write the first Teretz? For what to write the first Teretz Bichlal? What is the Revach to write the first Teretz? What are you gaining to write the first Teretz? It answers here, it doesn't answer in Perua. So anyway, you have to come to the second Teretz. So there's no Revach. She doesn't say the second and last Teretz and finish. Yeah, and like this, you can't ask Kashas on Teisus. Who said you hold from Perua? But Teisus hold from Perua before. No, before you had Terutzim. You say now he fell off of all the Terutzim. So he's asking the Kasha again. Why has to switch the Kasha? It's like, okay, no, Kasha. But if you say what he's answering now, the first Teretz doesn't answer in Perua, why, for what to say the first Teretz? What is the Revach to say the first Teretz? So it's two voltim here. The tumim that we said yesterday says a ge'oynes, and the Bisyankim says it's a shvere volt. Zog the tumim, you're right. Teisus didn't like the last teretz, right? Because he owes the first teretz. Because before we didn't hold only from the last teretz. He wants to say epes the first anocha teretz, that the terutzim before that fell will have epes. But we ask him, but he doesn't gain. Because for Peru, it's not an etzah. The Teretz is, Zog the Maram Shif Azeh, Zog the Tumim Azeh. For Porua, he knew very easily that he could say the next Teretz. That by two Eidim, you don't say Migu. Because it's very hard for them to plan to make a Migu together. But to say on Nusi Machmas Nefoshes, we said yesterday, you don't have to plan it with your friend. Even one of them could say the Migu, and if one of them will say on Nusi Machmas Nefoshes, if we learn Chayzer Umagid, you could break the Shtar. Dr. Hazay, the first Teretz said, if I will answer on Purua that it's not a Migu, because two people cannot plan a Migu together. But, Legabi Anusi Machmas Nefoshes, it's not a Teretz. Because it's enough that one of them will say Anusi Machmas Nefoshes, and already it will not be a Migu. And already the Shtar will be bottom. Said yesterday from the Ran, from the Shach, that when the whole reason you don't see Migu by two, because they can't plan to lie together. But when he's coming and he's saying Anusi Machmas Nefoshes, we said he takes back his words from yesterday. So if he pulled off his words, the shtar is left with what? So here you could say migu betrei. So and Purua tastes know very easily. You could answer lo yamrin and migu betrei. Why? Because they can't plan it together. Aber ananusi machmas nefoshes. It's enough that one of them will say machmas nefoshes and the shtar will be bottom. So Memeir has looked at two meme. This is the mahalach in Teisves. First Teisves started and said, Legabi the kasha from Perua, I know that it's migu betrei lo yamrinan. I mean, he said it before. I don't have to repeat it again. Aber legabi nefoshes, I don't have a teretz bichlal. Zokter legabi nefoshes lo yishchiach. Aber legabi Perua, I have a different teretz. Migu betrei lo yamrinan. Ina mizok teisves. Migu betrei lo yamrinan. It's not because, like we said yesterday, b'shem deshach. That because two of them can't do it together, Mashiach and one of them could do it. Just that, Migu betrei lo yamrinan. Migu betrei lo yamrinan, for the reasons that Migu betrei lo yamrinan. But mainly, even Legabi Nusi Machmas Nefoshes, Migu betrei lo yamrinan. So again, the kash of the Achroinim is, if anyways, Teisus knows that and the Perua, the Tirutzim from before, fell in this Teisus. We have to understand why, but these Tirutzim fell when we came to this Teisus. So the Terutzim fell when we came to this Teisves. So if we made a Teisves, I say a different Teretz. Lechura, the first Teretz of Teisves, will not answer on Perua. So Eina Chanami, if we'll Teisves ask him in the Foshas, he has an answer. Aber kum zurik de kashem from Perua on a Teretz. So we have another Teretz. Aber so what is the Rebach to say the first Teretz, if anyway it doesn't answer all of the kashes? The Teretz is, Zog the Tumim, because on Perua it's easier to say Migu Betrei Lo Yamrinen. So on Perua you could say Migu Betrei Lo Yamrinen, because you have to have both of them to say Perua. Two people cannot plan Perua. Masha'enkin, on Anusi Machmas Nefoshes, it's enough that one of them will say Anusi Machmas Nefoshes, so he himself has a Migu. Mele Bechai Gabne is the tzad of Migu Betrei Ken Amrinen. So this is the reason the first Teretz wanted again to say a Teretz on Nefoshes. I am Perua, and Perua you have the other Teretz, Migu Betrei Lo Yamrinen. Then the Inami comes and says, no. Migu betrei lo yamrinan. Bechol makom. Even when the Foshes, you could say, Migu betrei lo yamrinan. The Bisyankiv says, that the Migu of Perua, it's not a real kasha. Teisus knew that he has a different way to answer that kasha anyways. You're right, before Teisus wanted to say the Lomda, so he said three good terutzim. Because he said the Emes. He said three festa terutzim. Aber be'emes, the kasha from Perua, it's not a real kasha. Why it's not a real kasha? That's a hand good. Why Perua is not a real kasha? Zog de Bisyankev, what the loive says? We have a malve and a loive. The malve gave the loive money, and he has a shtar that Reuven gave Shimon money, and he has a shtar that Shimon owes him money. He comes to Shimon, and the Eidim, no, you have to mekayim the shtar. You have to mekayim the shtar. So they come to Shimon. Was mit the shtar? Was mit the shtar? So the Eidim say, Ksav Yodeinu, aval anusim. Ksav Yodeinu, anusim. Nahainu, it never happened. Someone came with us, forced us with a gun, with money, to sign. What Shimon says? What Shimon is signing? It happened or never happened? What Shimon is signing? He took the money or didn't take the money? What? Can't hear. He's asking that he took the money to pay back. What? What Shimon is tiny? He was mal for the money or not? He's makrish. If the enemy will say Perua, kolayim lelevisi, kolayim leporati. and he would have to pay. If they would say Barua, he would have to pay. So he's not saying. So when you find him, go collect, buy the basin, come. So maybe you could find a chitimtzit that is not around. But if you ask me a kasha migu de perua, in a normal case you don't have a migu de perua, because he's saying la'adam. Can't be that he has a migu. If they say anusim, his tummy is also saying anusim. They're not saying what he's not saying. We could have said perua. But maybe we'll plan a migu with him. He would say perua, we would plan perua. And this migu b'shloish oshin. Shemshan ishka kasha. The Edim themselves, we have Chishmonis, they could plan. Plan with him? Echad. He already said Perua before they came. The guy came over to what was the shtar? What he said? No, but Meila is not the Bisyan came. Look at that. The Bisyan goes back around the round, but this is what he means to say. Avada pays before as the Kasha from Perua. So could be a Chetimtzes that you have a Migul. Like maybe you try. I can't find a Chetimtzes. Avalam is only you finding the episode Chetimtzes. So Tays is as the Kasha from Perua. He has a pesakasha from Perua. But now that that teretz fell off, and he's going on the Mishnah itself, and the Mishnah is not such a kasha from Perua. Maybe he said la'adam. This is the reason Tesis Bayos wants to say two good terutzim. We were asking, what is the whole revach to say two festa terutzim? Anyway, the first teretz doesn't answer on Perua, so what is it? It's useless. It's garbage. Why do you say this teretz? You're not gaining nothing with this teretz. Anyway, on Perua, you have to say the second teretz. What is the mila to say the first teretz? This is the kash of the achroini. If anyway, on Perua, you have to come to the second teretz, what is the mila bichlal to say a first teretz? It's garbage. What are you gaining to say a first teretz? Anyway, you have to say the second teretz. So we said it to me. The teretz says, I'm gaining in a normal case. When he says la'adam. So then you don't have a migu de Perua. So we mele, but I have a kasha, but they have a nusim machmas nefoshes. The teretz is, it's a shvach migu. The teretz is, it's a shvach migu. That's the teretz, it's a shvach migu. The mele, it's a revach. No, it's not the bisyan. This is divrei ha-teisus. The rishonim bring down teisus kasha. And the Rishonim say under the Teretz. Side the Ritva and side the Ramban. They say under the Teretz and Teisus Kasha. The Rishonim say as a Teretz. Be'edim lo yamrin en migu. The Cholek and the whole Anoche of Teisves that Be'edim amrin en migu. Why? The Achronim explained, the Rishonim and the Futesim would base, Teisa asked the Kasha every time, betray, betray, believe the Basroi, b'migudi, boy, a pastor, lekamoy, because lenusa. Betray, betray, two people say it belongs to Reuven, two people say it belongs to Shimon. This last Eidim have a migu, they could have come and said that Reuven, the Eidim that said it belongs to Reuven, are gazlonim, so they'll be made them the Eidim, and then they'll be posul, and then they'll say that belongs to Shimon. The Teretz is, Zog the Rishonim, migu be'eidim lo yamrinen. We don't say a migu for Eidim. Why we don't say a migu to Eidim? Migu is a koyach betoyen venitan. A baal dovor has a koyach of a migu. Eidim don't have a koyach of a migu. No, it's kasha from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But Eidim don't have a koyach of a migu. There's no musik. Baal dovor has a koyach of a migu. Eidim bichlal don't have a koyach of a migu. So why in the reisha are Eilu neemonim? And the Reisha state, Ein Ksav Yodam Yoytzim Imokim Acher, Harei Eilu Ne'emonim, they have a Migu. He said, you don't say Migu. Elo Mebali Dvorim, Mestam Anoshim, you don't say Migu. And this is the reason Tesis, every time when he answers his Kasha, he brings the Akdome. Aber in the Reisha, Mizot Yo Migu. Don't tell me this Sugya doesn't work with Migu. And this Sugya works with Migu. That's the way Tesis tells his Kasha. And the Reisha Amrin and Migu. So you say, Aber the Rishonim answer, you don't say Migu. I was in the pshat in the reisha. The Teretz is on the Rishonim, and the reisha is a peshe osar or a peshe hitir. And the reisha is a peshe osar or a peshe hitir. No shaykhes to migu. Ein ksav yodam yoytze mimokim acher. They say ein ksav yodeinu aval anusim. You can't divide it. If you want to listen to the ksav yodam, you have to listen to the anusim. You can't divide it. You can't divide it. Before the Hezberi. So we have a Yoseinus Dike Machleikis. Teisves learns that the Reisha of the Mishnah is not a Pesha Osa. The Reisha of the Mishneh is a Migu. So in the Sefer also they have a Migu. And these are the two tasting that we learned today. The Rishonim answer, Be'edim lo yamrin en Migu bichlal. It's no Migu Be'edim. I vosi the Pshat in the Reisha is a Pesha Osa. What is that? The Machne Ephraim and Hilchis Geirushin Kleza Chakira. Pesha Osa hu a Pesha Hitir. It's Migu plus or it's a Ander en Ne'emones. Now we'll explain. Migu means, believe me that I could have said Mizporua. So now that I'm saying Anusim, believe me, I'm not a liar. If I'll be a liar, I would say Parua. So believe me, I'm saying the truth. This is Migu. Pesha Osa also has a Migu. I could have kept quiet and I said it. I will call it the Lashon of Chazal. Migu de I boi shasi. I could have kept quiet. You will never know. Now that I told you that, now you know. It's Migu de I boi shasi. I have a Migu. I could have kept quiet. I didn't keep quiet. So believe me. I have a Migu de I boi shasi. This is one side. Peshaosar is a Migu. Peshaosar is a Migu. It's another side name. No shaykh is the Migu. How you know that it's Ksav Yodi? I told you that it's Ksav Yodi. If you want to Giboitzach, if you want to build yourself on what I said, you have to go Lefi when I'm explaining it. Loshen Rashi in our Mishnah. Ki heichi dehemnes le'ahai, ehemnes le'ahai. Hapesh ha'osar hapesh ha'itir, ki heichi dehemnes le'aho, amnu aho. Rashi doesn't say, Migu de'i bo yeshosik. Believe me, I could have kept quiet. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Ki eichi de'emnes le'ahai, ehemnes le'ahai. It's a new ne'emonis. That ne'emonis is, you can't divide what I said. If you want to accept what I said, you have to take it together. Val, you have to take it together. So even by Eidim, they said, Ksav yodeinu, you have to accept it. Ksav yodeinu aval anusim. You can't divide it. In the safe, except Yodam Yaitzim Mokim Acher. We don't need them to say that it's a shtar. They come, but we have a Migu. We could have said Anusim Achmas Nefoshes. We could have said Perua. By Eidim, we don't say Migu Zog the Ritva. This is the way the Stiper of Simon Yutes is Masbu Divre Ritva. It's really late. We'll stop. What?
Thank you for listening to the Shir of Ibn Kaplan.